This episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by lynda.com/noodle and by the internet. Google Trends shows that the internet is decreasing in popularity. Please save the internet today. A message from the internet. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 199.
Nobody can blame you. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle, clean comedy. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And thank you for joining us. We're so happy you're here.
Sounded really sweet.
This episode is brought to you by lynda.com/noodle. I'll tell you more about them in a little bit. Jeremy, I just want to say, you're my best friend.
Happy
National Hug Day.
Okay. See, I knew it. We don't often express our best friendship with hugs, but you've hugged me four times tonight.
No, four?
I think so.
Or five.
Oh, I don't know. Four or five. On the way downstairs, however, I had a push notification from Disney, and it said it was National Hug Day, and I went, oh.
Disney is so pushy.
And I thought something might be up. At first, I thought you just really liked pizza.
Well, I do like pizza.
Or getting older.
See, here's what happened.
Happy birthday!
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that, too. Here's what happened. Yes, it's my birthday. And not on this actual day, but it has been my birthday recently. Technically, you only have one birthday. Did you realize that? So really, we're
one
celebrating
birthday, yes.
Birth anniversary day. That's what we're actually celebrating. But it was my birthday, and Jeremy decided to bring pizza for celebrating. And so, Jeremy, interject with your own reactions as these things come up. When Jeremy knocked on the door, I opened the door. He was holding pizzas. I gave him a big hug when
pizzas
he came in.
Pizzas and ice cream. He did, but as he did it, he stepped past me, and I thought he was about to air hug something in the doorframe that I couldn't see, but then he actually hugged me, but I was holding things.
Well, it was one of those hugs where I had to be creative at my angle because I didn't want to make the pizza fall.
Indeed.
Yeah. I would have still eaten it if it had fallen.
Me too. Well, and then the box didn't open.
And then at some point at dinner, I think it was after dinner... Then, like, we were saying, thank you for bringing the pizza, Jeremy. Mm-hmm. Jenny and I were saying that. And I gave Jeremy a hug again then.
Again when my hands were full.
And I gave him a hug.
Creative ways to sort of attack hug me so I wouldn't hug back.
See, I'm not very versed in the whole man-hugging thing. So sometimes I come at it from the completely wrong angle.
I feel like that's a metaphor. Well, maybe not with the word wrong, but a different angle for sure. That's how you approach life.
That's true.
You come at all of life from a different angle.
I am my own noodle.
You're your own kind of noodle.
Yes.
You add your own seasoning.
I be my own kind of noodle. I do it. And then I hugged you in the pre-show. Some of our live viewers got to see that.
Got to see. Oh, what a treat that was for them.
And that's when you said something about...
Oh, yeah. I think I said I knew what was going on.
Yeah, I figured.
Because I had received the notification. So thank you, Disney, for tipping me off as to what was going on.
So it may not be National or International Hug Day when you're listening to this. January 21st is apparently National Hug Day. But whatever day it is where you're listening to this, go hug someone.
Go hug
and
someone.
It can be an awkward side hug if it has to be. It can be even an air hug. If it really needs to be.
I wish we had a hugging song. It would involve, like, go hug your boss and go hug your dog and go hug your dog's boss.
Dun, 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 dun. Go hug your boss.
Go hug your boss.
Go hug your boss and you'll get fired.
But it's his loss. Go hug your boss.
Happy National Hug Day and happy birthday to me.
You know what else it is?
What?
It's National Museum Selfie Day.
What? That is not a holiday.
I guess it kind of is.
Wait, museum selfie makes me think a museum is supposed to take a picture of itself.
Here's a headline from CNN. Selfies turn museums into playgrounds for a day.
What?
I almost went to a museum and I was going to do the selfie outside though. Hmm. Not turn it into a playground. Not an animal. But, I couldn't quite make the effort.
I used to have a museum selfies as a client, but I never took a selfie when I worked with that museum.
Oh, was that a nice museum? Did you hug that museum?
There could be, maybe someday there could be some interesting stories to be told from there, because one of the things that I did for this client was I was a photographer for them and I got to go places where no one else has been.
Before?
Yes. And
so you were the freaking Enterprise?
I was.
Wow.
Yeah. Everywhere I went, I went.
Everywhere you go, there you are.
Wait, that's the doorbell sound. Or the clock sound.
That doesn't sound... Yeah, that's a clock, not so much a theme song.
Dun, 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 dun. Speaking of theme songs, let's play a little theme. Funny stuff from the last week or so. I have found a new hobby.
Oh?
Yeah.
Hugging people?
No, not quite. I am spamming the spammers. See, I told you last week that I was producing this product for podcasters called...
It was National Feudal Hobby Day.
It's National Meta Day. Hug a hugger. Hug a tree hugger.
Hug a hugger.
Hug a tree hugger with a tree. Don't hit a guy with glasses, but hit a guy with glasses. Anyway, I recently launched this product called SEO for Podcasters, Search Engine Optimization for Podcasters, and... Because of the way that sometimes my spam protection works on my computer, I always need to check my spam folder just in case something goes in there, because sometimes certain people's emails somehow are always marked as spam and go in that folder, Brooklyn. And I don't know why that happens. Maybe it's because there's no text included with the link in the message and it's very vague. And so my email program thinks it's spam.
And the subject line is always prescription drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's probably not the best way to get your email through.
That or something about a mortgage or prescription mortgages, something like that. And I've, though, found a new hobby, and that is I now go into my spam folder, and a lot of the spam I get follows a particular pattern. It is people find my websites because I'm ranked very highly on Google, and they send me emails telling me about how I could rank highly on Google with their search engine optimization services. And so I'm thinking, wait, you found me because of SEO. And guess what? I can't find you on SEO, but that's not what I send them. What I started doing now is every time now that I receive a spam email about buying someone else's SEO services, I reply back to them and I say, hey, that's great. You love SEO. I love SEO too. In fact, here's my latest product I just released. You should go buy it. I think you'd really like it.
Wow. But what? If you reply to spammers, they just know you're there. Yeah. It's worth it.
Well, if they reply, it's going to go to my spam folder anyway.
I think you should take their addresses that they ask you to email and sign them up for every newsletter that you can find.
Well, see, now there's double opt-in.
Oh, true, true, true.
But I have thought about
some
of these.
Can't you just hunt them down?
No.
You could take a museum selfie with them or sneak hug them.
Yeah. Hug attack.
Hug attack. If you hug attack them enough, maybe they'll just take you off their list.
They'll realize the world is a happier place. I have thought about replying to some of the other spam I receive now because I'm actually having fun with this. Probably nothing will happen. Like, no one's actually going to buy the product when I'm spamming the spammers like this. It is a great product, though. Go to theaudacitytopodcast.com/SEO and buy one or two or buy a bunch of them for your friends. But I've started thinking about replying to other spam now, like the one about the prince from Nigeria or the one about there's this dying person.
Hey,
and would you
be
willing...
talk about the prince. You leave that prince alone.
There are the other ones where it's, you know, someone's dying and the money needs to be transferred into an account only to someone trustworthy. And I've thought about, what if I like reply to this and lead this whole person on with, okay, yeah, I can take care of this for you. Just let me know all of the companies where this is supposed to go. Please give me a copy of the will and testament where how they want their funds dispersed. I'll make sure that this is all handled. And in fact, here's a lawyer that I'm going to work with. Would you please pay for the lawyer fees for me to get all of this notarized and make sure that I'm putting all this money in the right place?
They just put it into their Comedy for Spammers podcast and move on to the next gullible first day internet user.
Yeah, that would probably be... Well, no, they move all of the Gulliver... all of the Gulliver travelers, people who are the first day on the internet, into their Customers Cha-Ching folder.
Customers Cha-Ching.
Yeah. That's the name of their folder. Customers Cha-Ching.
Do you have a folder called Customers Cha-Ching?
Almost. I should have a folder called that. Because I need customers. Cha-ching. And speaking of cha-ching.
You're going to give me money for your birthday?
No.
Oh.
Let's do this.
I wasn't wearing a sign that said free hugs. I think I should charge you.
I was giving them for free. Oh. I wasn't wearing a sign that said free hugs. I was giving them. You were receiving
them. I get it. I get it.
So go hug someone today. Hug a tree hugger with a tree. Noodles in the news. You know, we're almost up to episode 200. We're going to do some fun things in episode 200 as well as after that. And we'll share more details with you after,
after we get that. To that point.
Well, in episode 200, which will be on January 28th live. Please join us for that because it'll be lots of fun. But in all of the years that Noodles in the news have existed, one of the things that people have sometimes referred to or commented on is the fact that most of the stories don't involve actual noodles.
That's true. That's true.
That's changing today.
Yes! Ramen? Yes!
I have...
Is that a thing?
Two... Yeah, sure. I have two news stories for you actually related to ramen noodles. This comes from Complete Health and Happiness... at a web address that will be in the show notes. Scientists reveal ramen noodles cause heart disease, stroke, and metabolic syndrome.
We must point out they are speaking of the noodles, not the podcast.
Yes.
Although no one has proven otherwise about the podcast either.
So listen to this little video as we comment on this. Click.
Is a go-to quick meal for college students and, frankly, anyone looking to save a buck. But there is a stomach-turning viral video that could have you rethinking ramen noodles for dinner. An experiment by local doctors allows you to see what happens after you eat the processed food.
Ew.
So here's what they actually did. Someone swallowed a camera.
Huh. Well, that's your first mistake.
But it was a pill-sized camera, and it's a Bluetooth equipped camera, so they can actually see live feed as they're live feeding you.
As they're live feeding you? Oh, I see. That's kind of interesting, really.
So in this little experiment, they wanted to show packaged ramen noodles in the stomach being digested.
Well, I feel like you should take them out of the package and cook them, or it's not a valid experiment.
Boom. That's their mistake. Yep. I knew there was some kind of scientific flaw here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Always unpackage your noodles. But... and then they compared it against homemade ramen noodles, which how you can home make ramen noodles.
Whoa, can we please have an adventure?
Here is what the article says. The dangers of ramen noodles are self-evident to most. What dangers?
They're horrible for you. And I'm still not talking about the podcast.
Okay. So it's self-evident?
I don't think it's self-evident, except that they look kind of scary.
Maybe they're self-aware.
But I mean, they are susceptible to karate chops. And I think really, as a rule of thumb, I don't like to eat things that are not susceptible to a karate chop. And I'm using the term karate chop, which we should know better than that by this point in our lives. We didn't necessarily then, though.
No, we didn't. And we've told that story before.
We have.
You'll just have to go find it. It was an explosion of noodles. article says, however, there will always be those who will deny the dangers of consuming them. After all, it's a staple food for college kids. Kids don't eat staples.
Also, kids aren't in college.
So how bad could it be? It can't kill you, right? New research from Baylor University and Harvard says it can. The noodles increase people's risk of metabolic change. That means you could turn into a butterfly. Linked to heart disease and stroke, researchers found.
I'm glad you're here to explain to us what these things mean, Daniel.
Ramen noodles contain something that looks like it says pterodactyl hydroquinone, or TDHQ, which is the little brother version of THQ. You know, the people that go... As your mom always says, turn it down. It's too loud. And
hashtag obscure THX reference.
Yeah. And then you have to say, no, mom, this is the loudest part. This is always the loudest part of the movie.
See, I never had, you know, any kind of a sound system that was going to cause that sort of a complaint.
So this pterodactyl substance, TBHQ, is a byproduct of the petroleum industry. That means it comes from Vaseline. And food additive frequently to preserve cheap processed foods.
Ooh.
There's a bold
with the
S.
Bold S.
Yeah. A gastrointestinal specialist conducted an experiment with a time-lapse video.
Who wakes up one day and says, you know, I want to be a gastrointestinal specialist. I just, that's what I want to do.
It's the same person who right after that wakes up and thinks, I want beans for breakfast.
I think it was a secret agenda. They were like, I would like to one day prove that nobody should eat ramen noodles. So I'm going to be a gastrointestinal specialist specializing in ramen noodles.
Yeah, that's a special PhD or a TBHQ degree you can get. You can have those initials after your name if you want. Conducted an experiment with a time-lapse video inside the stomach to what would happen after 2 years, two hours of digesting ramen noodles. And the results were staggering.
Really? I'll be the judge. Should I stand up so I can see if I stagger?
So let's go back to the video.
You're inside the belly of someone who's just sucked down a package of ramen noodles.
Sucked down? That's not how you eat. I mean, right?
Depends. It's one giant noodle, basically. You could suck the whole thing.
I want to see a video of what happens when you eat good food, though, as a comparison. I need a baseline.
They're going to show that.
Oh, good.
By the way, we'll have the videos and links in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/199.
A meal college kids and people on a budget know well. Chemically preserved for a long shelf life, no one's ever seen what happens to the noodles once inside the stomach.
You know what else no one has seen? What happens to them inside the stomach?
Almost anything, right?
Yeah. Ice cream, pizza, kittens.
These horses. Are all true statements, interestingly. Pizza inside our stomachs right now. I wonder what it looks like.
Water.
Kind of uncomfortable thinking that, actually.
Hey, swallow this camera.
No, no. It's connected by a wire. I think that would be uncomfortable.
Oh, that's so I can pull it out.
Oh, okay.
Until now.
People just have this macabre interest in terms of what's going on in their bodies when they can't see
it. I don't.
Now we can. 32 hours of video thanks to this. A smart pill, a camera the size of a multivitamin swallowed at mealtime.
And it blinks so you can find it.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Eventually, I'm assuming it comes out. Does it...
That's why it blinks.
Does it turn off before it comes out?
Oh, it's okay. The vision is probably obscured.
I'm so sorry to put that question in everybody's minds, but it came to my mind immediately if I were to, because you said 32 hours, right?
Yeah.
So I guess not. I guess there's at some point, a privacy concern.
Maybe what they do is they remotely activate the jet propulsion of the pill.
Oh.
And they just tell the person, look straight up, open your mouth really wide, and then out comes this little...
Remember, don't take any Tums. Antacids will keep the pill from coming back. Do you think little people are inside that smart pill?
Maybe. You saw that movie too?
I did.
That's a very old
now
movie.
It's reality.
That movie made me afraid of dropping keys for like 2 seconds.
Maybe the smart pill actually kills you.
Very niche reference.
So it records as you die, maybe?
That'd be interesting. Then, what happens inside the stomach when you die?
Yeah, it's just like, you know, the smart pill is one use, and so is the person who takes the smart pill.
No, they just stick it through the dishwasher. The person and the pill.
Oh, okay.
They're okay.
All better.
Let's continue.
What we're seeing here is a stomach contracting back and forth, as it's trying to grind up the ramen noodle.
You're supposed to chew, right?
Yeah.
Like, chew your noodles. Maybe your stomach doesn't have to work so hard.
That's true. You should always chew your food.
Don't suck them down.
For comparison, the study subjects also ate fresh, homemade ramen noodles on a different day. Here's a look at both, at 20 minutes and 2 hours. A striking difference.
So what they basically show is 2 hours later of your incredible stomach acids, which would be the great name for a band, incrediblestomachacids.com. In 2 hours, the noodles still look like noodles. In 2 hours, that's the packaged store-bought ramen noodles. In 2 hours, the fresh homemade ramen noodles look like mush. Your stomach has completely degraded them. My thinking here is, hey, the ramen noodles last longer. You can continue enjoying them, right?
I'm skeptical of this. I think they need to know some extra things. Like, maybe the person wasn't digesting very well when they ate the processed ones. Not that I'm defending processed food.
The most striking thing about our experiment, when you look at a time interval, 1 hour or 2 hours, we noticed that processed ramen noodles were less broken down than homemade ramen noodles.
The study cannot conclude processed is harmful. In fact, this study is too small to be conclusive about anything.
Do I even reference
it? Well, thank you for admitting it, because that's basically what I was going to say, and I've only been watching the study for a minute and a half.
But millions are drawing their own conclusions.
No doubt.
Jeremy, grab a pencil. Let's draw our own conclusions. Okay. No, it's a draw-off.
Would that be a scene of my expected death?
Yeah, with ramen noodles coming out of your stomach. Actually, that would look the same as intestines coming out, so I don't know.
Oh.
I realize that the video's out there, and it's provocative.
Sky. Dr. Kuo does plan more research that may reveal whether the slower digestion affects the amount of nutrients the body absorbs.
The thing is, if you look at just the noodles as they kind of pulse back and forth while the stomach is contracting and stuff, and this happens over time. But as you watch the video, I can't help but thinking this needs to be made into a music video. It's like...
Shing, shing, shing.
Yeah.
I think it could be a hit.
With a fisheye lens.
Definitely needs... Yes.
It's still not entirely clear the impact it has on the GI tract.
Ooh, GI tract. That's the brother to GI Joe.
Ooh.
Many things are good in moderation. I think processed foods still need to be investigated further.
Dr. Kuo runs the gastrointestinal lab at Mass General, and I wanted to know if after watching the video, he would still eat ramen noodles. He said not only would he does in moderation.
Oh, I see.
So all things in moderation.
All that for nothing.
If you are really interested, you can even watch the high-definition version that was uploaded from some TEDx conference, and it has some pleasant-sounding music in the background, too, and you can understand some of the interesting little experiments that they did and see the pill cam.
The big takeaway is that there's a pill cam.
Yeah.
And also, the inside of your stomach looks grosser than you might have imagined.
Or it looks awesome. If you're a Star Wars fan.
Actually, honestly, if you've ever had a bad stomach virus, you've seen some of this before.
Oh, yeah, that's probably
just
true.
Just in better light.
So if you... and not in an enclosed space. So if you've ever wondered about the health of ramen noodles, the food, draw your own conclusions. If you've wondered about the health of the ramen noodle, the podcast will draw your conclusions for you. Coming up next in episode 200. Next in noodles in the news. So that's one actual noodle story in the news. Next,
good job.
News story, actually noodles in the news.
That's awesome.
Is from
that was my noodle voice,
Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. The North Carolina Highway Patrol says a tractor-trailer driver hauling a load of ramen noodles nodded off at the wheel and crashed, causing a mess along southbound I-95 near Rocky Mountain Wednesday morning. I thought I could make it down to the truck stop in Kenley, and I didn't quite make it. Oh. I kind of drowsed off, and next thing I knew, I had taken out the guardrail. You know, if the word rail wasn't in there, then he might be some kind of...
I had taken out the guard.
I took out the guards.
And I got away with the ramen noodles.
Woohoo! A truckload of ramen. Troopers said the truck hit the North Carolina Highway 48 bridge that goes over the blah, blah, blah. The truck carrying packets of noodles hit a bridge and broke apart. The nice thing about this, though, is a truckload of ramen noodles, probably actual damage to merchandise here, was... maybe about $100.
Right. And even the way that it broke off. How did he even manage this is my question. Looking at the pictures, it looks like somebody scattered ramen noodles. They didn't want to really obstruct traffic too much. So they just kind of... Oh, I see now. We're looking at the pictures. The truck is actually broken in half. It's like a giant ramen noodle pinata.
Don't look, kids. It's pretty gory.
The truck guts, that is. Nobody got hurt. So that's why we can laugh.
Noodles everywhere.
Did you ever wonder why sometimes one side of a bridge has its elevation posted on it? This is why.
Yeah, but
you're supposed to drive on the tall side of the road if your truck is over.
Well, this is that he hit the bridge because he fell asleep, not because he was too tall.
Oh, well, that's not hitting the bridge. That's like hitting the guardrail and hitting.
Yeah, well, he took the guard out.
He took the guard out, and it's an amazing amount. I mean, I wouldn't have thought that a truck could hold that much.
College students immediately rushed to the scene and stole all of the goods.
That would be, you know, the cleanup's got to be expensive. You could get free college labor to come work for food. Literally, just take what you can carry, or more than bring your car, load it up. And leave. That's your payment.
It would cost them less to let everyone just have the noodles than to clean it up themselves.
But this is amazing. It's a pretty generic looking truck. I've seen that truck line before. I never imagined, as one of them went whizzing past me as though he were driving a sedan, that maybe the truck was stuffed to the gills with only ramen noodles.
Trucks, I don't know what gills? I thought was,
yeah, whoa. Surprisingly. So I don't know why they don't drive in the ocean, but I don't know what I thought was in trucks. I knew it was generally food and things.
What I'm thinking is this is like,
but that
this could have turned into something like completely awesome. This could have been the opportunity to set some kind of Guinness World Record here. They could have then said, okay, we can't sell this stuff now. Let's set a new record. Biggest bowl of ramen noodles ever. Go.
What is the biggest bowl of ramen noodles ever?
I don't know if that's even a record. Or the other thing that they could have done while Jeremy's researching that odd thing, and you're probably researching it too, or you maybe just pause the podcast so you could research it. The other thing they could have done is turn this into a modern college-age reenactment of the Boston Tea Party.
Just throw it all in the ocean?
Yeah.
Oh.
No taxation without representation.
No discount noodles without college education.
Now, oddly, in one of the recommended videos for one of the videos that I played, did show a guy taking a bath in ramen noodles. So you could have come up with that too. If you have ideas of what you would want to do with a truckload of ramen noodles, please comment on the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/199. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, then leave a comment below this video.
Do you think that ramen noodles could hurt you on the outside of your stomach?
If a truck hits you with ramen noodles, yeah.
I suppose that's true.
Hey, speaking of being hit with a truck, something that would be like a truck of happiness that could pound into us would be if you would write a review for us in iTunes. Go to cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes. We'd be very grateful for the review. They encourage us and they help other people find the podcast. Speaking of truckload of happiness, though, and encouraging us, special thanks to Ian Cobb for becoming our new Patreon contributor, donating a certain amount per episode. Now we're up to a few dollars per episode of the ramen noodle. Woohoo! Woo-hoo! So now we can afford to eat ramen noodles every now and then. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor or a contributor to the ramen noodle, we've got some really, really cool things coming up. And if you'd like to support us financially in what we'll be doing, then please go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the donate options or the Patreon button over there, and you can support us that way. The other way you can support us is go to lynda.com/noodle. See, you've learned about noodles here and horrible things that happen with noodles. But did you know that you can learn amazing things from lynda.com? You could learn how to do amazing things with noodles. You can learn amazing things for your noodle from lynda.com. So go to lynda.com/noodle to learn something new this year. You can learn marketing, you can learn business, you can learn accounting, which someone commented on one of the episodes saying, hey, I'm an accountant, I enjoy this stuff. Okay, good for you. You could learn something actually more exciting, like video editing.
That's not nice. That's not nice. If it's exciting for you, then thank you for doing my taxes.
More power to you. Lynda.com has all of these thousands of training videos, all taught by very professional people. I watched one recently, and I just thought, wow, this is really good. I've never heard of this person before, but they explain this information really well, very clearly. It's edited very well, and you can learn how to do much of that stuff, too, on Lynda.com if you want to make your own training videos. So check it out at lynda.com/noodle.
And if they could put a stomach cam in your brain, oh, the good things that would be happening there.
Yeah.
Everything would be turning to mush, just like it should. Just kidding. I guess that's what you want in your stomach. You don't want that in your brain.
This makes me want to know, what other kinds of things could we see, how the stomach digests them, like Krispy Kreme donuts or pig's feet or...
pig's feet
wax or
no, not earwax. We don't need to be putting non-food in the stomach.
Jelly bean. Oh, you said non-food.
We could do glue though, because we need to show that to kids. Yeah. It's kind of a PSA, really.
Yeah.
Wonder how many times you can safely swallow a stomach cam. Really, I suppose if it's going to be there recording for 32 hours, I guess you could, you could eat all kinds of things. You could just go crazy.
Taste the rainbow, eat a bunch of Skittles, and then see how that digests. Ooh. In the stomach. That sounds really
fun. Yeah. Oh, man. Can we get a stomach cam?
Or like, don't do this, but this sounds really fun. Diet Coke and Mentos. See what that does in the stomach. Or just Alka-Seltzer. See what that actually does in the stomach. Because, you know, in the commercials, they always show this thing. And they show you, like, you squeeze this little pill onto all of these bubbles. And it makes these bubbles go away. That kind of stuff. Or let's see what beans actually do in the stomach. Instead of just what they do coming out.
Ew.
You know, we could have a lot of fun with
never,
this.
Never mind.
Hey, on the web address, cleancomedypodcast.com, we have a mailing address over there. And we're looking for you to send interesting things. If it's a food item or a candy, something you want us to try, an object, that's what I'm talking about, an object that you would be interested in sending us, or if it's
something, stomach cam,
or if it's something you want us to play with. And here's something cool is,
please don't make your own stomach cam.
And please don't send us your stomach or your stomach contents. Something that would be really cool that we're looking at possibly incorporating with things is, if you know of a company that has a product that they want to get out there and they want a fun review and they want it tested and they want it advertised in a comedy show, connect us, because we've got some cool things in mind for something that we could do with some fun sponsors.
Ideal clients include casket making companies.
That would be so...
office supplies. You know, they're funny. Yeah, scissors, real cut ups.
You lost me on that. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Let's see, another company that would be doing well to be promoted in a comedy podcast, I think, would possibly be divorce attorneys.
What?
I'm being facetious.
You're getting weird. That's what you're being. Do you want a hug again? Do you need another hug?
Sure. Nothing on this podcast.
There's a hug.
There's a hug.
Coming now through Jimmy's microphone.
That's awkward.
Very awkward.
Oh, jeez.
Apparently, hugging makes me goofy.
I have nowhere to go with that. Don't send us those companies.
But you can send us a hug.
Yeah.
So go to cleancomedypodcast.com for all of our contact information and where you can send funny stuff as well. Please connect with us. I'm Daniel J. Lewis on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin on Twitter at Phlegon. That's Phlegon.
Remember to comment with what you would do with a truckload of ramen noodles over at cleancomedypodcast.com/199. And remember, next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. And thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame you. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our award-winning and award-nominated podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx. Speaking of Noodle Mix Network, you know what else would look really cool swallowing with a stomach cam?
Marbles.
Oh, that would be cool too. But I was thinking of something more cool, and that would be a podcast award. That's right. The podcast awards are upon us. So please go to cleancomedypodcast.com/podcast awards to get the details and reminders for how you can support us in the podcast awards. Obviously, we want the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy in there for the commissary.
Ooh, a new category.
That's a mixture of the commissary, which military brats will understand, and a commodore, which no one will understand, all in a comedy podcast. Go over to cleancomedypodcast.com/podcast awards to get the details of nominating us for the comedy category, as well as nominating our other podcasts in the podcast awards in their appropriate categories. Not the inappropriate ones, but the appropriate ones.